Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. Examine me, God. Look at my heart. Put me to the test. Know my anxious thoughts. Look to see if there is any idolatrous way in me. Then lead me on the eternal path. Our devotion today is written by Ira Stan Campbell, who served as a hospital chaplain in Nashville, Tennessee for 20 years and as a chaplain in the Army Reserves and Air National Guard for a total of 30 years. Can we pray the words of the psalmist? Search me, O God, and know my heart. This prayer involves an element of risk. It may bring to light some things about our lives that we have not previously acknowledged or confessed. As beloved children of God, however, we can trust God to search the far corners of our hearts without fear of condemnation. The Holy Spirit will reveal areas of our lives that aren't leading us in the way everlasting, and by God's grace, we can then make any needed changes. Praying this prayer also means that we can't hide anything from God. I heard about a couple who welcomed a friend into their home for an overnight visit with the familiar words, "Our house is your house, so make yourself at home." When the couple returned from work the next day, they found their guest in the upstairs office going through their personal files. "What are you doing?" they asked. "I'm just doing as you said. Our house is your house. I'm just making myself at home." "Yes," they replied, "but we didn't mean that." This story causes me to wonder if I'm ever like the hospitable couple when I ask God to search my heart. What do I mean when I pray this prayer? Do I really want God to search every room of my heart? Or do I want to keep some things hidden from God? Perhaps a meaningful time of reflection would be to imagine ourselves in a conversation with Jesus, like the one he had with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. We imagine ourselves as thirsting for living water as the woman did, but are we willing to hear what Jesus might say to us upon peering into our hearts? If so, let us pray with the psalmist. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Amen. We do pray that this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, just subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.